From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Republican Jean Schmidt won a special congressional election in southwest Ohio yesterday. She'll take the seat of fellow Republican Rob Portman, who's become the U.S. Trade Representative. But unlike Portman, who's consistently won more than 70% of the vote, Schmidt barely edged out her challenger. She beat Paul Hackett, an Iraq War veteran, by just 4 percentage points. NPR's David Wellna has that story.
Jean Schmidt won just two of the six counties that make up Ohio's second congressional district, but they happen to be the two biggest ones. Still, she ended up with barely 3,500 votes more than her Democratic rival. Speaking today from a transition office she'll use until being sworn into Congress next month, Schmidt said the close results in a district that gave President Bush 64% of its vote last November should not be seen as a bellwether for next year's midterm elections.
It was a shortened election cycle. It was a special election. But at the end of the day, the Republicans still won. The Republican message is still out there. And the people of this district still agree with the president for the most part and what he is doing and want to stay the course, and so do I.
And Schmidt insists that even though her opponent recently got back from a seven-month tour as a Marine reservist in Iraq, the war there was not what this election was about.
Folks back here were not talking about this war. The national media tried to paint it as a referendum on the war, and that's just not the case.
That's not how Paul Hackett sees it, though. He said today he's pleased with how well he did in yesterday's election. And he said Republicans ought to think about how he repeatedly pointed out that the war was wrong in the first place and was being poorly directed by the Bush administration.
And if they don't get it and they want to deny it, they better wake up and smell the coffee, because what's going on in Iraq is out of control. 14 Marines died today. 7 died yesterday. No constitution. I mean, those are the facts.
And Hackett said he's not at all sorry for the rough language he's used to describe President Bush.
If Karl Rove and his clan had ever served in the military, they'd realize calling somebody a son of a bitch is no big deal. And what I said was, hey, I don't like the son of a bitch, but I'm happy to put my life on the line. Well, that's about as good as it gets in the military.
University of Akron political scientist John Green thinks Hackett's going to have to tone down his rhetoric if he wants to stay in national politics. But he agrees that Hackett's emphasis on Iraq struck a nerve with voters.
My sense is that the second district results probably do have something to do with the war in Iraq. We've seen the popularity for the war drop all across Ohio. It probably hasn't dropped as much in conservative districts as it has perhaps in swing districts or in Democratic districts. But I think that was part of the mix. There is some sense that perhaps the administration doesn't quite know what they're doing in Iraq.
But Illinois Democrat Rahm Emanuel, who heads the drive in the House to elect more Democrats to Congress next year, says it wasn't just the war that drew people to Hackett in a solidly Republican district.
Paul Hackett was challenging the status quo. The status quo was the Republican Party, and he linked Jean Schmidt to the ethics scandals that are going on with Bob Taft.
Ohio's Republican Governor Bob Taft has been embroiled in a series of scandals that have plunged his approval ratings to 19%. But Ed Pardue, a spokesman for the Republican House reelection campaign, says Hackett in the end tried to have it both ways by trying to appear conservative while attacking Republicans.
You couldn't have found a candidate who had more credentials in terms of military experience. Yet when it came down to it, voters recognized that despite all the efforts Hackett took to warm up to the president, to move closer to the president, to be seen with the president in campaign ads, they recognized that he didn't hold the president's positions on these issues.
Pardue says no conclusions should be drawn from yesterday's special election in terms of next year's midterm elections. But University of Akron's Green says what happened along Ohio's southern border was, in fact, extraordinary.
Incumbent Republicans in Ohio should take notice of this. I think it does suggest that, at the minimum, they can't take their past success for granted.
Green says growing disenchantment in Ohio and across the nation with the war in Iraq is likely to have consequences for next year's elections as well. Hackett says he still hasn't decided if he'll try again then to run for the seat he came closer to winning yesterday than any Democrat in the past three decades has. David Wellna, NPR News, The Capitol.